to relearn a task like playing guitar at a high level, how difficult is it to switch hands? And it's taken me a while to try to think of a way to describe what the challenge was like for me. But here's what I've come up with. What if I told you today, right now, I'm a representative from the Powerball lottery, and you have just won the biggest Powerball jackpot of all time, $500 million. And we know it's you. We know you've won it. We know you've got the ticket. You don't even need to bring the ticket down to the office tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon to collect your $500 million. All you're going to have to do is come down to the office. We have your signature on file. And you're going to need to sign your name to get your money. But you're going to have to sign your name and match your signature with your other hand. I bet I know what you're going to do all night long between now and noon tomorrow. What are you going to do? It's a word that starts with the letter P. And musicians love doing it. You're going to practice. And I'll tell you what else you're going to do after about 45 minutes of trying to get your signature to look like the other signature. You're going to quit. And you're going to think about that $500 million. And about 15 minutes later, you're going to pick your pen up again and you're going to start up. And about another 45 minutes later, you're going to quit. And you know what? You might quit for good because the frustration of trying to do a task like that over and over and over is so immense. It's just, and essentially, if I had to describe what it was like to lose my music, I would say that, you know, I lost my musical signature, my ability to play songs like church bells, which not many people do, and I lost my signature, and I had to find a way to try to get it back. But you know what? I had no guarantee of a $500 million payoff. In fact, I didn't even know if I'd ever get good enough to stand here in front of you today. So I just want to encourage you, if you're frustrated with how things are going and you've got physical challenges, just keep at it. You know, it's one, what's the saying? The longest journey starts with just one or two steps. And so I just try to keep taking one or two steps each day towards my goal, because it's taken a long time.